Before Governor Sarah Palin started dominating the national media, polar bears were probably Alaska's most famous residents. The animals have been in the news recently after the Interior Department decided to list them as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. This summer, the bears have faced the second greatest ice decline on record in the Arctic Ocean. But as the main ice sheet retreated north, it left a thin tongue of broken ice over the food-rich areas of the continental shelf. USGS polar bear researcher Steve Amstrup got to see the bears make use of this remaining ice on a recent flight over the Chukchi Sea. He says he spotted thousands of walrus and five polar bears.
One of the things that was really interesting is that we saw a kill. So even in that low concentration sea ice, the sea ice being mostly 20 to 30% of the ocean being covered by small bergy bits of ice, polar bears that were out there were able to continue to catch seals, at least at some level. One of the things that's important about this is that this little band of ice or tongue of ice that's coming down from the main pack is still over the continental shelf. And our studies have indicated that the sea ice over the continental shelf is the preferred habitat for polar bears. That's the most productive waters in the Arctic, and those are the places where we think polar bears have the greatest access to catching seals. And this flight seemed to confirm that, indeed, even if the sea ice cover there is relatively low, polar bears will try and make use of it, and walruses will, too.
In the past months, since the Interior Department decided to list polar bears as a threatened species, the animals have frequently been in the news. Have you seen inaccuracies or misrepresentations? And if so, what have you heard or read?
Well, perhaps one of the biggest misunderstandings that I've seen portrayed in the public media is the degree to which you can count on global climate models to make projections into the future. And this is a really important point because the projections that we made for polar bears in our series of reports last September were based largely on the outputs from these general circulation or global climate models. And what people say is, well, climate models aren't reliable for predicting or projecting beyond a certain time frame. Often you hear people say, well, they're not much good beyond 10 or 15 years. And actually, if you think about how these general circulation models work, it's probably the opposite case, that they're more, the longer into the future you look, the more reliable they are. And so if we look 10 or 15 years into the future, there's a lot of uncertainty as to how much sea ice might be left. But by the time you get 50 or 100 years out into the future, it's pretty clear that there will be very little summer sea ice left if we continue to increase greenhouse gases on the trajectory that we have been.
Is there any evidence that perhaps polar bears are starting to adapt to sea ice loss?
We haven't seen any evidence of polar bears changing their ways in any of the fundamentals with regard to how they make a living. Polar bears are entirely dependent on the sea ice because that's where they have evolved to catch their prey, which is largely ringed and bearded seals. Polar bears have become the largest of the bears because of the very rich food source that they have in these marine mammals. You can think of these seals as giant fat pills that are laying out there for polar bears to catch. And those giant fat pills have allowed polar bears to become the largest of all the bears. For them to adapt to something else, we're talking about adaptation as an evolutionary process. It takes many generations to occur. And it's possible polar bears could adapt to something given enough time, but certainly the changes in the sea ice that we've seen so far haven't allowed enough time for adaptation because polar bears live up to 30 years.
I can't imagine how interesting your work has been all the years that you've spent engaged in studying polar bears and in these remote places. When you look at the overall picture, it sounds quite gloomy for the future of polar bears unless some fairly significant things happen quite quickly. What is your level of concern for the future viability of polar bears' populations?
I view the future of polar bears from sort of a cautiously optimistic standpoint. I have great faith in the ability of humans to understand what they're doing and to turn it around in order to not only make sure that polar bears survive, but to head off a lot of the influences in other parts of our environment that global warming is having and is projected to have. In the near term, it's likely because of the inertia in the climate system, because of the heat that's already built up but not yet expressed in the Earth's system, we're going to get warmer no matter what we do. And the degree of that warmth may cause polar bears to disappear from Alaska, for example. And after having studied polar bears for 28 years, it's hard for me to think that there wouldn't be polar bears in Alaska.
Steve Amstrup is a polar bear researcher for the United States Geological Survey. To hear more from Steve, including his take on whether polar bears could ever adapt to land, go to our website, aprn.org.